More on carbon capture and sequestration. The most important energy question facing us is not whether fossil fuels are soon to run out. The answer is no, not in this century. But whether we can use fossil fuels safely. If we are forced to scale back sharply in our use of fossil fuels, the economic consequences could be very high, even choking off economic development in some poor regions of the world. It is important, therefore, that we do all that we can to develop and harness technologies that can capture and safely store the carbon dioxide produced when fossil fuels are burned. The basic idea of carbon capture and sequestration is already proved. It is possible to collect the CO2 from the exhaust gases of a power plant and to put it into a pipeline and pump it down into geological storage sites. Capture refers to the process of collecting the CO2 at the point of electricity generation, petrochemical plant, cement factory, and so on, and sequestration to its geological disposal. The hardest part of the challenge is to find storage options that are large enough and safe enough to accommodate billions of tons of CO2 each year. Although engineers know how to store carbon, and are doing so currently on a very small scale, large-scale storage is still unproved. The most feasible options for storage are injecting the carbon dioxide into underground reservoirs, such as abandoned oil wells, geological formations, such as basalt formations, in which the CO2 will react with minerals to form a stable solid, such as magnesium carbonate, areas below the ocean floor where the CO2 would take on a solid form and sink, or underground saline aquifers, which are areas of trapped saline water which can hold vast stores of CO2. As for capture itself, there are two lines of thought. The standard idea is that CO2 should be captured at its source, the power plants, cement kilns, and steel furnaces, before it is emitted into the atmosphere. A fascinating alternative, which could prove to be a breakthrough technology, would be to capture CO2 directly from the air through special chemical processes and then sequester the captured CO2. Most engineers have assumed that the capture of CO2 at power plants and other large industrial facilities would be much less costly than the capture of CO2 from the air, since the power plant creates an exhaust gas of high CO2 concentration, from which it is relatively inexpensive to extract the CO2 and send it on its way to a pipeline and ultimate geological storage. On the other hand, my visionary colleague Klaus Lackner and others have pointed out that direct capture of CO2 from the air would have huge advantages. The first would be to offset the CO2 emissions from sources that can't easily control their own emissions at the source, for example, airplanes. Second, the air capture could take place close to geological deposits that are especially desirable for carbon sequestration, and therefore avoid the need for expensive pipelines or other means of transporting CO2 from power plants to the sites of ultimate disposal and storage. Third, and crucially, air capture would allow humanity to reverse a previous rise of CO2 by capturing and sequestering more carbon dioxide than is being emitted in any period. Put differently, the best that can be achieved at a power plant is to stop new emissions. With air capture, we could put into reverse what we've done up to that point. Since the CCS options are so important for the continued safe use of fossil fuels, it is crucial to promote an aggressive agenda of research, development, and demonstration to prove those technologies. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued an important background study of CCS in 2006, suggesting that with close-to-proved technologies, the added costs of carbon capture and sequestration above a standard coal-fired plant would be modest, on the order of 1 to 3 cents per kilowatt-hour of electricity. This translates roughly into $10 to $30 per avoided ton of carbon dioxide. The best options seem to be two new designs of power plants, known respectively as Integrated Gasification Combined Cycle, IGCC, and Oxyfuel Combustion. These technologies are highly promising, but not yet proved in practice. In addition to the challenge of power plant design, the other big question for CCS involves the feasibility of long-term and large-scale underground storage of the CO2. Which kinds of geological deposits will be safe, secure, and reasonably low-cost as sites for sequestration? This is a high-priority area for assessment by geologists, engineers, and economists.